to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday Speak Up Table. My name is Barbara, and we are turning our attention back to politics today. Here to help us in the studio are two representatives of a local organization, the Bonner County Republican Women. The Bonner County Republican Women president is here, and we have the vice president with us today. And that means we have some good information coming to you. And we're also going to look into the future of some upcoming events and elections. So let's see what our guests think about some of these items we'll talk about. Stay tuned with us today. We'll be back with information that you can use.
At Super One Foods in Sandpoint, they say save time, shop online. Pick up your items or have them delivered to your home. It's so easy. Just go to superonefoods.net and select your items and the time to pick up your groceries at the store in one of the reserved parking spaces or have them delivered to you. It's that simple. And Super One is now hiring with some positions starting at $14 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net.
Surround yourself with incredible people, food, and drinks at the Fat Pig in downtown Sandpoint. They are currently hiring pantry, prep, and line cooks, as well as dishwashers. And with their willingness to train, it's a great opportunity to learn the industry. The Fat Pig provides a fast-paced, fun, and team-oriented environment with competitive wages and perks. Head to the Fat Pig on 3rd and Cedar Street in downtown Sandpoint to apply today.
Jim and Sonny here. Come to Parker Subaru. We have the right car to fit your budget and get the customer service and attention you deserve.
Thanks, Jim. Yes, Parker Subaru has the right vehicle to meet your needs. From sedans like the Impreza, the longest-lasting vehicle in its class, and the Legacy with the largest, most comfortable interior yet. Thinking of a crossover? We have a variety at Parker Subaru. Choose from the fuel-efficient Crosstrek, the Forester loaded with safety and tech features beyond the competition, or the legendary go-anywhere Outback. Or if you need a full-size SUV, check out the Ascent with plenty of ground clearance and 5,000 pounds towing capacity. Make sure your service and repairs are done to Subaru specification. At Parker Subaru, we have a full service department with fully certified technicians. We'll ensure the job is done quickly.
Come to Parker Subaru and get the award-winning attention you deserve. We're at Highway 95 in Dalton and Coeur d'Alene.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. Say hello and welcome to our guests today, Bonner County Republican Women President Anita Arrett and Vice President Victoria Zajcik. Ladies, welcome to the program. Happy to have you.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, let's begin by talking about Bonner County Republican Women, the organization. What is the purpose, Anita, or the mission of this organization?
The main mission of our organization is education. and moving women into involvement. And I should say men, we have male associate members. I constantly get emails. Can guys come to your meetings? Absolutely. We're very happy to have you. So education that will enable people to become active in the community.
So how do you achieve this education? What is it that you do that helps educate the community?
We have our monthly meetings are all focused on educating in different areas. And so things that we feel are important to the Republican Party and to the platform. So, Victoria, you may want to talk about our first meeting in September and who's coming and what they're going to talk about.
Sure. As vice president, my primary role is to get the speakers for our meetings. And our meeting is the first Tuesday in September, and we'll be having Wayne Hoffman from the Idaho Freedom Foundation be our speaker. And I think his main topic will be regarding critical race theory being taught in our schools.
All right. Well, let's come back to that in just a moment. You had mentioned that, first of all, this meeting is Tuesday, September the 7th. So all of your meetings are the first Tuesday of every month.
Through May. We break June, right. July, and August.
Okay. So beginning in September through May, the first Tuesday of every month is the Bonner County Republican Woman. When and where do you meet?
We meet at the Ponderay Events Center. 10:15, we start. We usually have a little time. We always have some snacks and some food. And then 10:30, we usually call everybody in and introduce the speaker. And I would mention, because we do candidate forums, and in the past we've had some people who felt that this was a public event and they were less than gracious when they attended. We are a private organization, and we're very happy to have you, but you know, we ask that when people come, they abide by the rules that we set. Mostly just be nice.
Well, hopefully they come early enough and they can pray with the group and they can say the Pledge of Allegiance under this nation, under God, and they can kind of get into the groove.
Exactly.
And, you know, we're going to talk about this later if we have an opportunity to talk about the Republican Central Committee, but this is the Republican, Bonner County Republican Women, so it shouldn't surprise anyone that there is a lot of emphasis and attention from the speakers and the members to the Republican platform and what the principles are and who the candidates are. So that shouldn't surprise anyone that this is just like the Democrats have their group. This is a group that's focused on Republican mission or Republican objectives.
Absolutely. And we are conservative. I mean, we look at the Republican platform and the Constitution, something I'm rather fond of.
Yeah.
And that's our litmus test for a lot of things.
Yeah. You had mentioned earlier that sometimes you get a gentleman contacting maybe the husband of a lady who's attending. Can they come to the meetings? And really, I love your answers to this. First of all, yes, anyone can come and listen to the speaker. And then there's the business meeting that follows that. And that's, you know, so you can come and listen to the speaker and not be a member.
Absolutely.
You can just come on in. It will cost you $5 at the door, but the snacks are excellent and the speakers are excellent. So come on, you know, that first Tuesday of every month beginning in September. Come listen to the speaker. Men, women, you know, are welcome. And men can become members also, associate members, if they want to pay a very modest annual fee.
Correct.
To help support the organization. How many members do you have, or how many members, you know, your high point for membership?
That's the one question I forgot to research, because we've had, with so many people moving in, we just had a new and prospective members luncheon at Victoria's house. It was really nice. And I'm trying to think, because we don't have all the documentation in. I'm not even sure. And forgive me, I just took over as president in May. So I'm between running a business and everything else. I'm still wading through all this paperwork. So I'm not very organized yet.
Well, I'm not a member, but I attend because I enjoy the speakers and they help inform me. Not only personally, but also here. So it's wonderful. First Tuesday of every month at around 10:15 or so at the Ponderé Event Center. Do you have a website or a Facebook page that people can go and if they can't write down this information or remember it, that they can go find it?
Yes, we have a website. It's BCRWINC. .com, I believe. Google Bonner County Republican Women and it'll come up. And we do have a Republican Women Facebook page as well. Information, as everybody knows, it usually gets on the Facebook page quicker than on the website.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. So just Google Bonner County Republican Women and you'll have all kinds of links to get to either Facebook or the website. Well, Victoria, you were talking about one of your responsibilities as vice president is to book in the speakers. So tell us a little bit more about Wayne Hoffman. You know, what is, and he's going to talk about the critical race theory. What are we anticipating with that? What should people be looking forward to in that?
Well, if people are not familiar with the Idaho Freedom Foundation, Wayne Hoffman started this organization in 2008, and it basically exists to advance conservative principles, limited government, free markets, and self-reliance. And they also create an index which rates our legislators as to, I think the main point is how they are fiscally responsible. And so that's one of their main things they put out. And then they also do like reporting. They started idahoreporter.com. Mm-hmm. So they'll put out the newsletters. And most recently, Wayne has been talking about critical race theory entering our education, kind of infiltrating our education schools and whatever.
Well, I look forward to that, and I hope that Wayne, I'll be able to get Wayne on the radio at some point in time, and he can talk about other issues, including critical race theory. Because first of all, I don't think everyone understands it. I know what they think they've heard or what they think they've told, but how many people actually research this stuff? Well, the Idaho Freedom Foundation does, and other organizations. What interests me in this particular topic, Victoria, is that when people think the Idaho Freedom Foundation is going to represent something other than conservative Republican values, why would people think that the Idaho Freedom Foundation would be anything but, as I think someone mentioned, a litmus test for those things that the Republican Party and the Republican platform values? So it shouldn't surprise anyone that, of course, they are going to look at things through that lens and evaluate things through that lens.
I personally think it's probably a liberal way to denigrate the organization, to discredit it in some way, saying they're not fair and balanced when that's not really what they're all about. It's about advancing conservative principles.
Exactly.
It's on their website.
And advancing conservative policies.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about this later, but I get so frustrated when the argument denigrates into smearing and name-calling. And I saw an article or an opinion piece in last week's Reader that was just a smear on Stephen Bradshaw. And I'm like, you can disagree with his policies. You can disagree with the way he's voted. But you do not have to call call him or his supporters or his people a fringe lunatic, far right something. That's not a policy. That's an insult. I'm sorry that I went there already.
Well, and that's not journalism either.
It isn't. It was an opinion piece, so it wasn't a news thing. But I just don't understand. The same thing would be denigrating Idaho Freedom Foundation for standing up for the values that they have, because other people are standing up for their values. And I appreciate both of those. Who I agree or disagree with is a different question, but everybody's got the right to stand up and say what they think. But not smear somebody else. All right. I'm going to rein myself in here a little bit. You are going to be at the fair. If people are listening and they think that they want to know more about the organization, or they may want to attend a meeting, even if it's just out of curiosity, I mean, you know, let's go listen to Wayne Hoffman. You'll be at the fair. People can find you there. Is that right, Anita?
Yes. We have a booth. We'll be there the duration of the fair. And if any of our members are listening and you haven't signed up for a slot yet, call me. But yeah, and I love the fair. Last summer, I met so many new people, people that had moved in here. And I have found lately when I meet these people and they make contact with me, the first thing they say is, I want to help. How do I help? Mm-hmm. So that's encouraging.
Yeah, very much so. So the fair is the 18th. It's next week. It's coming up. It's next week. It begins on Wednesday. So we'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes.
All 4 days. And will you be inside or outside the building for your fair booth?
Inside.
Yay. Excellent. Yay. I don't know what the weather is going to be. I'm not sure rain is going to be the issue. I think heat might be the issue for the fair. So good to be inside.
Yes. I spent a miserable fair a few years ago outside. It was not fun.
In the sun.
Yeah. I'm not a heat person, so.
Who is?
Yeah, I know.
I know.
The people that live in Arizona.
Yeah, that's true, but they just stay inside where their air conditioning is, the way we stay inside in winter where the heat is. To me, it's all the same. It's the same thing. Just pick your season and pick your poison. Okay, so Bonner County Republican Women will be at the fair. What are some of the events? You had an event, I think, earlier this spring. For people to get a feeling for some of the things you do, you had a dinner where a Seattle radio personnel, I think he's Seattle or is he Spokane now, and he came and spoke at a dinner, and you know, it was a fundraiser.
Todd Herman.
Todd Herman.
Todd Herman, who was a guest host for the Rush Limbaugh show when Rush was ill. And he hosts a radio show in Seattle, but also has a home in not too far, Hauser.
Okay. That's why I thought it was in the area, but he is still on the radio in the Seattle venue.
As far as I know, he is. It was an interesting time. The Central Committee, the Republican, Bonner County Republican Central Committee, had decided not to do their annual Lincoln Day dinner fundraiser. And for us, it's a real nice time to come together as conservative Republicans. So Republican women decided to host a dinner event, which was the first time we'd done it. And we had a blast. It was a great evening.
It was, I was there. It was a huge event.
It was sold out.
It was totally sold out. There are tons of people, and I met people there that I had not met, people that go to my church. We were sitting at the same table, and I don't know, we started talking. It's like, what, you know? And it turns out, as usual, they go to the early service. I go to the later. But anyway, it was a great event. So I think people that are listening could understand there are other events that you sponsor during the year and that you participate in. All right, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to have a lot more conversation coming your way.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Taking on the responsibility of parenting due to the absence of parents is some of the most important and honorable work anyone can do.
This includes grandparents raising grandchildren, aunts and uncles raising nieces or nephews, and close family friends raising a child when the parents are unable to. This is referred to as kinship. The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare is celebrating and honoring children and families in kinship care while raising awareness about resources and supports that are available. Special events and activities are happening in September, including an art and expression contest designed for children and families in kinship care to share their experiences with others. For more information on resources to support upcoming activities or how to enter the art and expression contest, dial 211 or visit 201.idaho.gov.
The production of this audiovisual was supported by the Federal Kinship Navigation Grant from the Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Child and Families. Its contents are solely the responsibility of the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare and do not necessarily represent the official views of the ACF.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They're now a mobile oil dealer. Plus, they offer the latest in mud flap hangers and a new line of Optronics lighting. Call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC, Certified Master Mechanics, can help keep your equipment on the road all year long. Open from 7 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays until 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
This year, make Dad's day with gifts from the Home Depot. Save on all the best ideas by shopping in-store or on the app. Choose from new innovative tools, top-rated grills, or even the latest smart cameras and devices for your home. Because what Dad doesn't love? New gear. The best gifts for the best dads. And you'll find them all at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See store for details. Restrictions apply.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Hey, everybody. We are all about Bonner County Republican Women. Today, we are talking about this organization and what they do, what they stand for, and it may be an organization that you're interested in. You can find them by Googling Bonner County Republican Women, Inc., and you'll get a couple of links that will get you to their website or to their Facebook page. And they meet every Tuesday. Is that the first Tuesday of the month? Beginning in September, we have a first meeting coming up, September the 7th. But on break, Victoria, you were talking about you have an interesting topic already booked in for your October meeting. Tell us about that.
Correct. We're going to be given a lesson and practice on Robert's Rules of Order, which is the basis of actually how our membership meeting is run and also how the Idaho GOP meetings are run, including our central committee. And most people are really unfamiliar how to navigate meetings using those tools. Cornell Razor, who is one of our local guys here, been here forever, is an expert in parliamentary procedure and Robert's Rules of Order. He often is the parliamentarian at the state GOP Republican meetings. Mm-hmm. So he will be coming and giving us a lesson, and then we will have a practice session.
That sounds not only very interesting, but a lot of fun because, I mean, Robert's Rules of Order, it almost sounds like something that we used to do. Do we still do that? Yes, we still do that. And Cornell Razor is an expert in a lot of things. And you have brought me, well, before we move away from your meetings, also in November, you have an important meeting coming up in November. What's that all about, Anita?
November is usually more of a social meeting because we always work that balance. We want to connect and get to know each other and have some fun. So Victoria is looking for us to do a fashion show, which I think would be great. And that's also our giving tree. Every November we do a giving tree, and Robin Gray sets this tree up really cute, and we have little envelopes, and we choose an organization to give to, and that's part of it's an important part to us. Last year, our giving tree recipient was the animal shelter, and Mandy's such a great speaker. She came and spoke, and this I just heard, and Jim Kelly's probably going to kill me for for naming him because he's the good guy, but it was the gift that kept on giving. Mandy was talking about how they needed, they had a real need for surgical gowns for the veterinarian part of the shelter. And Jim has a family member that has a connection that does surgical gowns, and he just dropped off a bunch of them to the shelter a few weeks ago. So I say it's a gift that keeps on giving. So that came from Mandy's talk at the November meeting.
That is wonderful. So that was last year, the animal shelter. We love our four-legged fur babies. Do we know who? Maybe you probably don't want to announce this early on, who the recipient, but it will be a local organization that will be selected, and different needs will be put on the tree, and then people take that and fulfill that need, or they maybe can just give money. How does it work, Victoria?
It's just an envelopes where you put your check in or your dollars. Yeah, it's basically
so looking for donations.
Right. And we always do a local nonprofit type of organization.
All right. Well, you'll have to let me know when because we could promote that November meeting when you are willing to tell us who the name of the organization is. I don't know. Maybe it's a surprise to everybody when they walk in, or do we know when we walk in November? Yeah, this is who it is.
We will know before the meeting. It hasn't been decided at this point, so right. We're still looking for that special organization.
All right. Sounds great. Well, Cornell Razor, you have brought me up to the next part that I want to talk about, and that's the Republican Central Committee. The Republican Central Committee, as you ladies know more than I do, better than I do, took issue with Senator Jim Woodward because they had concluded that his votes, many of his votes that were cast in Boise, did not reflect closely enough the Republican platform. So bring us up to date on why, and you are on that central committee. Am I right that you sit on that central because you're a precinct
committee person? Right. So, we're elected, but we're not elected officials. So, you know, people, well, you're an elected official. No, I'm not. But I'm elected to represent the people in my
precinct.
In my precinct.
Right. And Victoria, are you a precinct person also?
I am. PC, that's the short-term acronym for precinct committeeman for Baldy.
Okay.
Precinct.
Okay. So you are fully versed in how the Republican Central Committee moved forward to vote and to censure Jim Woodward. So what were the issues that were in play there?
The main issues are we follow people's voting records. And again, the litmus test is first and foremost the Constitution and then the Republican Party platform. And when we see someone who's been elected that is not voting to preserve or enhance or support those things, then we as a central committee make a statement about that. So that's pretty much what happened. And it's not, I don't believe, we talked earlier, I don't believe that you personally denigrate anybody, but I don't care what anybody's politics are, whether they're ultra conservative or liberal, if they're not voting the way that they all swear an oath to the Constitution. If they're not voting that way, then I'm going to say something. I'm going to have an opinion about it, but I'm not going to be ugly and nasty. But that's my responsibility as a voter. And in the Central Committee, it's our responsibility to take a stand.
Yeah, it's your duty and your right to do that. It's interesting to me that the Republican Central Committee just got a boatload of pushback and smearing and denigration for doing what they had every right to do. What they did was they asked Jim Woodward to resign from the Republican Party because they did, in their opinion, he did not represent the Republican Party. He maybe could be I don't know, an independent or a Democrat or something else, and asked him to resign his position because he had been elected as a Republican. They had every right to do that. What I'm interested in your opinion, if you can offer it, on that kind of pushback, that they were said that they were wrong, that they didn't have the right to do, they, the Republican Central Committee, that they were the ones that they didn't have the right to offer that opinion. What do you think about that, Victoria?
Well, I would substantially disagree with that. That is what we do. You know, we need to keep tabs on our elected officials. We need to support our Republican elected officials that are acting as true Republicans and supporting the Republican platform. Senator Woodward started going the direction of government overreach, mm-hmm. and it was noted.
Yeah.
And it was just felt that it was time to make a statement.
As far as the Central Committee is, to me, it's an issue of free speech and responsibility, Anita, as you said. We can be watchdogs as individuals. We can be watchdogs as part of an organization that we're in. And if anyone has the reasonable authority and right and responsibility to be a watchdog for Republican principles and Republican platform, I would think it would be the Republican Central Committee. You may totally disagree with their conclusion, and you may agree 100% with the voting record of Senator Jim Woodward, but that does not mean that you can denigrate the Republican Committee for doing what they have the right to do. They have the right to say. They have freedom of speech. They can be watchdogs and analyze things, and they can express their opinion as duly elected committee members to the Central Committee.
I would agree with that, and also say that this personal smearing and attacking people because of their faith or their beliefs, it's the old Saul Alinsky tactic, and you don't get people to listen to you. When people come at me and smear me and attack me personally, I just dismiss them. I want to have a conversation with people that's polite. And even if we agree to disagree at the end, I probably will have learned something, and I hope they will have too. But this name calling and nastiness is just beyond the pale.
You know, I don't know if you, Anita and Victoria, if you want to even comment on this and just let me get out on this limb on my own. But everything I'm going to read and say right now is a quote from an opinion piece that Daryl Kirby wrote June 2nd of 2021 this year. And it's about this topic that we're talking about. These are quotes, not making this up. It was published in the Idaho Capital Sun. And Daryl Kirby, for those who may or may not know, is former mayor in Bonners Ferry, very popular, very well-liked, very respected. But this is what he denigrated the Idaho Freedom Foundation by calling them a Boise-based lobbying organization that has set itself up as judge and jury for who has the audacity to vote against their radical will. So the Idaho Freedom Foundation has got some kind of radical will going on over here, and they've set themselves up to be judge and jury of Senator Jim Woodward. Like, they can't do that. Like, they can't have that opinion that they disagree. But what really got me going was he finishes up here, and I felt personally, you know, people know who listen to the show, I'm a conservative Christian. I may or may not vote Republican. Who knows that? That's private. But you can think what you want. But I was insulted. I was offended. He says, our Republican Party, so he's claiming ownership here, has never been against public education, implying that the Idaho Freedom Foundation and the Central Committee are against public education. He says Republicans have never been about preventing efficiency in emergency situations. So the implication being, if you supported the Central Committee or Freedom Foundation, then you are not, you're not in, you don't want efficiency. You want inefficiency. How, that doesn't even make sense to me. He says, our Republican Party has never been racist. So as far as I'm concerned, I just got called a racist, or the Central Committee just got called a racist, or people that had disagreement with Senator Jim Woodward called them a racist. And he said, Republican Party has never been tolerant of, these were quotes, radical white supremacy. So now, because there was some kind of an opinion offered about Senator Jim Woodward, it's, you're a white supremacist. And it gets worse. It says, Republican Party have never been individuals who advocate violence. I can't even say these words. It's like it just goes, I'm just like, what is Daryl talking about? So anyway, that's a quote. And I cannot tell you how strongly I stand against anybody that writes that kind of stuff. I never say that on the radio about anyone. And I have had tons of people in here over these 25 years that I have disagreed with. But here they are, and I respect them, and I listen to them, and I don't call them names. I just disagree sometimes with their policy. Well, there you have it. You know, what can I say? I just was so offended by that. Do you have any comment on that?
Well, basically, I agree with you. It's a litanous list of personal attacks against the Republican Central Committee.
Yeah, all Republicans, really.
Well,
because
all
he's,
Republicans.
Now he gets away from Idaho Freedom Foundation at the Central Committee, and now it's our Republican Party, like all Republicans. In his opinion, if you're not over here lining up, then you are critical of public education, you're a racist, you're a white supremacist, and you advocate violence.
Exactly. And when
that's crazy.
When I read that, which I did when it came out, I just put it aside and thought,
Well, you're a better woman than I.
No, I agree.
I didn't put
I'm
it
offended.
Aside.
No, it's those are that's an attitude, and those are words you expect to hear from someone that's on the complete end of the scale of what I believe.
Yeah.
You know, I expect that. I mean, when I read things, you know, the social media warriors and the keyboard warriors saying, you know, well, if those people don't want to wear masks, we should just lock them in their churches and let them lick the pews and let nature take care of itself. I know the person that wrote that, and I know where they are politically. But to me, what this guy's is saying, it's hate speech,
yeah,
you know,
really
and
is.
They're pointing the finger at everybody. Oh, you know, well,
you're a racist.
You don't even know me,
yeah.
and call me a racist. It's just offensive. And
people insult
stupid.
When they run. And I know that Daryl Kirby knows the policies, you know, so he did not have to go there.
No.
But because he is very well versed in the policies and in politics, he knows very well what the issues are. All right, that's enough for that. We're going to take a break, take a deep breath. We'll be back right after this.
Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
You think that I can't?
Live in concert.
I need some honey.
August 15th, Spokane Pavilion at Riverfront. Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats with special guest Delta Spirit.
I needed your love. I'm burning away. I need never get old.
Tickets are on sale now at SpokanePavilion.com. Produced by Showbox Presents.
If you've been wanting to try some new food options, Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria in downtown Bonner's Ferry is the place to go. Located across from the post office, Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria serves the national dish of El Salvador, pupusas. Pupusas are gluten-free corn flour stuffed with a mix of pork, cheese, beans, and spinach. Elba is also making chicken and pork tamales. Jay serves a great American menu, along with his latest garlic goat cheese lamb burgers. Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria, now open Sundays from 10 to 6.
There's magic in the fair. The North Idaho State Fair, presented by Findlay Post Falls and ICCU, is doubling the fun in 2021. August 20th through the 29th, the North Idaho State Fair brings you 10 nights of carnival, fair food, live music, magic, and more. Enjoy family fun with daily contests and new circus acts. Don't miss the North Idaho State Fair, August 20th through the 29th. For more info, visit nisfair.fun. See you there.
Since Woods Hay and Grain opened their doors in 2013, they continue to provide quality livestock feed for the community. Simple and locally grown ingredients has customers coming back for more while creating new feeds like their Rabbit Grower Pellet and Maintenaire Pellet. Whether you ferment, use loose grains, pellets, or crumbles, Woods Hay and Grain has something for your livestock. Visit them online or stop by their feed store just 5 miles north of Ponderay on Highway 95.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Missed a noon hour? Check out the audio at our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. We are talking with Bonner County Republican Women, Anita Arendt. She's the president, Victoria Zyshik, and she's the vice president. And they meet beginning in September, the first Tuesday of every month. They're an active organization. They're Republican. Did you hear me say Republican? So, yeah, they're gonna be in favor of Republican issues. And we can have a Democrat group on here in the future, you know, equal time for all of the political views. But today we're talking about this Republican group and what their positions are. It may interest you to know that they have meetings. You're welcome to these meetings, whether you're a member or not. And they have interesting speakers, lots of stuff coming up in the upcoming months. And they have opportunities to give back to the community. It's a wonderful organization. And we have a lot of wonderful organizations here in Sandpoint. This is one of them. So having said that... I just heard this morning that the infrastructure bill passed the Senate. So it's $1.2 trillion, which I can't even get, who can understand a trillion, not just $1.2 trillion, and less than half of it, which I think may be even a stretch, less than half of it is going to infrastructure. It's about $550 billion, apparently, on a good case scenario. And the rest is going only the Lord knows where. How many pages, Victoria, did you say you had heard it was?
Well, I said a gazillion.
Did you say a gazillion?
It's thousands. Way too big for anybody to have really studied before voting for it. And believe me, this is going to affect inflation. Mm. I mean, they're going to be printing money to cover this.
And printing money and then borrowing something.
Borrowing
from China.
And, just expect those gas prices to go up.
What concerns me is clearly all of the analysis on this is a Democratic bill. This is a bill that the Democrats are very much in favor of. They have a lot of things in the bill. I have a list of some of them that is very definitely in the Democratic platform. We were just talking about, you know, you vote according to your platform. So it doesn't surprise me at all that the Biden administration and the House of Representatives with Nancy Pelosi and her team and the Democratic senators are in favor. What frustrates me is 19 Republican senators voted for this, knowing that this was so far off the mark for Republicans, but yet they voted for it. And it's even worse because our Idaho senators, Mike Crapo and Jim Risch, voted in favor of this monstrosity. And I mean, can anybody help me understand why they would do that? Why would they do that? They could have voted no and been very much had all kinds of rhyme and reason to do that, all kinds of reasons to vote no.
They voted this way for so long. If I had a dollar for every snarky response that I received from either of these elected officials when I said, I really, ahead of time, please don't vote for this, the condescending, I hate to use an overused analogy, but they're swamp creatures. There's this group, and I really believe that our governor has a lot to say in what they do, because clearly the people don't.
Yeah. I think, for Republicans, and these are Republicans, I think, I keep kind of going back to this, and it's kind of my theme for the program, that why would it surprise us that the Republicans in Idaho look to their Republican senators in Washington, D.C., and expect them to vote according to Republican values, Republican, what we believe is the right thing to do. Could we just say, fiscal responsibility? There's a better word than responsibility. Accountability, spend less, smaller government. We are spending ourselves. Everybody knows this. Everyone knows this, but yet our senators voted for this. What do you think, Victoria?
I agree.
Speechless.
With Anita.
I agree.
I agree with Anita that they spent so many years in D.C. that they have become swamp creatures. They've lost touch with Idahoans.
I know,
and
they don't think that, but
what our values are. And unfortunately, there's a lot of conservative Republicans in Idaho that just when they go to the polls, they vote for the R and or the incumbent and not do their research about the voting record. And I think that's a big problem that we as Republican women are trying to educate our local population anyway about
exactly.
What the issues really are.
Exactly. If, whether you're really, if you're a Republican or even a conservative Democrat, or anyone, you need to know what the issues are and then vote according to your value system. Okay, $10 billion with a B to create a civilian climate corps. This is just a bunch of people that they're going to hire to bolster community resilience. I have no idea what that is, but I could do that. I want to get paid to do that. $20 billion on environmental justice, environmental justice. So I don't know what that is, representing the trees, I think. $175 billion in subsidies for electric vehicles. With concern about the grid going down and all kinds of issues with that, $175 to subsidize electric, because we don't want to buy them, but if they subsidize, then if they're so cheap, well, you buy one. $213 billion to build and retrofit houses. And these are not public buildings. These are houses, public housing, stating that it will, in quotes, okay, this is another quote, and then I'm going to have to stop here, disproportionately benefit women, okay, yay, people of color, and people with disabilities. So they're setting it up that this $213 billion will disproportionately, so going to leave some people out, some people win, some people lose. I don't know. $100 billion to make school lunches greener. $100 billion to make school lunches greener. I can't even imagine.
What does that mean?
I don't know. What could they spend it on? There isn't that much spinach in the world. I don't know.
But you know how it cooks down, so you need a lot of spinach.
I don't know. But anyway, maybe there are some things in this bill that are good, but I am here to tell you that $1.2 trillion is way over my budget. Ladies, I am so appreciative for you to be with me today and to talk so openly and so passionately, and I wish you all the best. Bonner County Republican women, thank you.
Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you.
Next week, you're going to be able to listen to an author, Joe Dallas, and his newest book titled Christians in a Cancel Culture. I can't wait to hear what Joe has to say about this. So it's an amazing time that we're living in, and we're all trying to discuss difficult issues without resorting to name-calling or disrespect, but still dealing with true opinions that do conflict. Keeping it real, keeping it sane right here. Don't miss next week. You're going to like Joe Dallas. Until then, this is Barbara saying take care and God bless you.